Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, as we look at midday trade Thursday, the wheat markets, here we go again, trying to push their way a bit higher, while the soy complex finding some selling pressure here on the day today, and corn caught in the middle. Your thoughts on some of this grain market action here today?
Yeah, we're continuing to see that chart-driven short-covering rally in the wheat market on concerns because the funds had such big short positions or sold positions that they're unwinding them, and now the charts are turning, which is encouraging more as we're trading above the 100-day moving average. And there's really not a lot of farmers selling to offset it, so it just keeps the path of least resistance thus far, even though we're getting into overbought territory, is to go higher for wheat for now, although at some point the funds are going to say, okay, maybe we've priced too much problems in, but for now, the problems continue in U.S., Europe, and in Russia. As we look at the corn and soybean markets, a little different story there impacting the markets. As we see corn encouraged by strong export sales this morning, they've really been on a pretty good demand note really the last few months. So with cheap prices buying demand for corn, that'd be on the ethanol side and on the export side and on the livestock feeding side. So we're getting some support from corn, also stronger wheat prices supporting it. Beans, though, had a very disappointing export sales report and just not a lot there to support it fundamentally right now, with Brazil undercutting us in prices and export demand dropping off. And soybeans are seeing some double-digit losses.
Outside markets, we got pressure in the stock market here on Thursday. First quarter GDP numbers out on Thursday as well. Talk about some of this this downward move in the stocks and the outside markets here today.
Yeah, the GDP numbers overall looked encouraging from a standpoint that bad news is good news. In other words, bad news means that the Fed can cut rates sooner, right? And so the initial headline numbers, the market responded positively, showing that the first quarter GDP, or gross domestic product, grew at an annualized rate of 1.6%, down from 3.4% the previous quarter and below analyst expectations of 2.3%. But then they dug a little bit deeper and found the PCE price inflation data in there for the first quarter. And it showed that we saw the biggest inflation in the first quarter that we have seen in the last year. In fact, the core, and that was at 3.4%, and the core PCE price index that excludes more volatile food and energy components rose 3.7%. So on that data, we saw Treasury yields then surge to nearly six-month highs. And most interesting of note probably was the two-year probing back above the psychological $5 level, excuse me, $5% level. It's trading right at 5% now, so it's pulled back a little bit. That's going to be a pivotal level. But as Treasury yields went up, the dollar went up also, creating some headwinds for the commodities. So I'd say that makes the gains that we're seeing in wheat and at times in corn even that much more impressive on a day like today.
Outside, livestock trade, real quick, kind of a mixed bag there. Hogs finding some pressure, cattle trying to hold on here as we still have some of those HPAI concerns out the news cycle, it looks like.
Yeah, and I would say it's impressive that we're actually starting to come off of our lows in live cattle futures and seeing a little bit of green periodically on the screen. The HPIA story of bird flu in dairy cows got a little bit worse yesterday when the federal government announced mandatory testing for dairy cows in order to cross state lines. And that sets a bad precedent if and when we see the virus found in a beef animal of any kind, be it a cow feeder or slaughter-ready steer or whatever. That would create some problems with that precedent. And so the funds had been liquidating once again, and to see a little bit of stability in here is a positive. We did get a cold storage report out yesterday, and on the lean hog side, it showed some friendly news with supplies of pork in the freezer getting pretty tight. In fact, total pork stocks of 464 million pounds are down 13% from this time last year, and the smallest total for this time frame that we had in our data set.
Once again, that's Arlen Suderman with StoneX joining us for market analysis coming up this afternoon on Market Talk. We'll talk with Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing, and a new voice on the show, Craig Turner from StoneX, will join us. That's going to do it for the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Thursday, April 25th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.